Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You have goals. Reach them fast with IU Online's accelerated degree programs. Our 6 and 8 week courses are taught 100% online and can fit any schedule. Advance your career with a bachelor's in business administration. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. Earn an Indiana University degree that's valued around the world. Get started today at IU Online.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for May 2, 2024, the Apology Edition. And we begin with that story from the Financial Times that the United Health CEO has told a U.S. Senate committee that he is deeply sorry for the impact of the massive cyber attack that continues to roil the company's Changed Healthcare division. He said, quote, "To all those impacted, let me be very clear. I am deeply, deeply sorry," end quote. The appearance was the first time in 15 years since United Health's chief executive has appeared on Capitol Hill. And one senator said it was a dire warning about the consequences of the too big to fail mega corporations gobbling up larger and larger shares of the healthcare system, because that may have contributed to the deficiency in the cyber security. Next up from Reuters, Colombia's President Gustavo Petro said that an inventory of military weapons showed over a million bullets, thousands of rounds of explosives, grenades, and some missiles were missing from military bases, blaming corruption on the lost weapons. He ordered any corruption networks within the security forces to be dismantled, and he added in a statement that the defense minister and head of the armed forces were jointly going to investigate. Next up, from the New York Times, reports that the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Chinese companies for aiding Russia's war effort. The penalties came after top Biden administration officials warned China not to help Moscow restock its arsenal. The 300 new sanctions on international suppliers of military equipment and technology that the administration said has been helping Russia to restock its arsenal. Going forward, the sanctions represent the broadening of U.S. efforts to disrupt the Russians' military-industrial supply chain, and they include more than a dozen targets based in China, which the United States has been ramping up its help for the Russian military. And our final story comes to us from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Richard Vandefort reporting that forced laborers are being transferred out of China's Xinjiang region to elsewhere in the country in growing numbers. And it's a problem that could test corporate efforts to comply with the U.S. supply chain crackdown. Really no surprise that China would do it. And the key is going to be how the U.S. regulators and U.S. companies respond. They are not what is called managerial cities. And managerial cities can have multiple times or multiple companies or industries or verticals located in them. And then many can work remotely, thereby increasing productivity. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethoco. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethoco to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.